From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continues, with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire, in his words. Russia reacted angrily, threatening ties between the two countries on opposite sides in the Syrian war and raising fears of a wider international conflict. French President François Hollande vowed Friday to crush the army of fanatics, as he described them, who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Meantime, France's neighbor Britain is also confronting the terrorist threat. VOA spoke with British Ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, about the obstacles to preventing terror attacks like the events in Paris.
I think the point to remember when you're dealing with this kind of terrorist threat is that the bad guys have to get lucky just once, whereas the forces of goodness and truth, the forces for law and order, have to be vigilant and successful all the time if we are to stop any attacks. So, of course, after an event like this, everybody immediately looks at the intelligence and the traces they left behind to see what more we can learn about who they were, where they came from, who tasked them, and what further risks and threats there might be.
It's been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vest and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, at least 130 people killed, over 300 wounded. Pope Francis has praised Uganda for its response to refugees in the second leg of his African tour. Of 500,000 refugees in Uganda, many from the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. This is VOA News. At least 21 people were killed and dozens injured in a suicide attack Friday near Nigeria's second-largest city of Kano. A suspected suicide bomber blew himself up in the middle of an annual Shia Muslim procession. A second suicide bomber was detained before he could detonate himself and is being questioned. No claim of responsibility was made for the bombing, but radical Sunni Muslim group Boko Haram has been blamed for violence in northeastern Nigeria over the past 6 years. Malian authorities have arrested two men in connection with the terrorist attack there that killed 22 people. Happened in an upscale Bamako hotel. Katerina Hoya is in Bamako with details.
Amadou Sango of the Ministry for Security and Civil Protection says a cell phone found Thursday at a hotel led to arrest of two Malian men. He says this new piece of evidence, this item, we hope it will bring the investigation forward. He said the two suspects were picked up by Malian special forces in Bamako. Gunmen entered the Radisson Blue Hotel the morning of November 20, firing indiscriminately at guests and staff. Survivors says they then headed for the two uppermost floors, specifically looking for foreigners. Authorities still have not identified the bodies of the two gunmen killed during the siege. Katrina Haye for VOA News, Bamako.
Human Rights Watch has accused the Saudi Arabia-led coalition of targeting civilians in Yemen, saying the kingdom and its supporters in the West have failed to provide answers over the killing of civilians. A report released by HRW Friday said neither Saudi Arabia nor the United States, which has provided intelligence and logistical assistance for the attacks, has launched an investigation into civilian deaths in Yemen. The United Nations says about 5,700 people have been killed in fighting there, including more than 2,600 civilians. The UN saying that two-thirds of the civilian casualties were killed by airstrikes. China has sentenced three human rights activists to harsh prison terms for participating in anti-censorship protests in 2013. Rights groups in Western nations have repeatedly expressed concern about Chinese President Xi Jinping's broad campaign to crack down on dissent among journalists, activists, and scholars. And here in the U.S., hundreds of protesters blocked store entrances and clogged traffic in Chicago's downtown shopping district to protest the shooting death of an African-American teenager by a white policeman last year and the city's handling of the case.
That's the latest world news from VOA.